Chametz. Chametz is Moksa. And even though it's a Drabanan, we understood Taisus that the Rabbanan were Rabbanan said that even if it's a Chametz, they were not with Divarayan. We said that Taisus is good, which is Shita Sai, that this Shita comes out good, like Shita Taisus, Achav Tassam is best. Because what does Taisus say? What's a Moksa you can burn? The answer is that she's a Taisus, that you're not over by your Rabbi Yamasa. Taisus Shita is Hamasha Chavitz Amanasu Vahara. If you hold on to Chavitz with the intent of burning him, you're not over by your Rabbi Yamasa. So the Shita Taisus is very good that you don't burn it on Yamsis and you wait for Anti Yamsis. It's not over by your Rabbi anyway, because you're holding the Chavitz Amanasu to burn.
Telling you not to burn the
Amidah, right.
Telling
you
not to burn the
Darabana. Right, it's not Evidarasa anyway, because you're holding the Chametz in order to burn it. Okay. Darabana, so Chazal said, what is more important than the Shurim Chametz?
According to
being
the
Vatal,
you're
going to
say,
you're being Vatal, you're going to say,
you're
being
Vatal,
you mean you find it's the last day?
No, if you find it during Pesach, so
they say, well, during Pesach, you burn a Chametz. It's the last day. It's the last day. If you also speak to the bits, you're right, but in the Bakal there, in that case, in the Bakal there, I would fish for you too.
But you're
not
even by Allah.
What?
You're
holding it to the point. But you're not even kind of fish. You're not even by Allah. But you can't say you're the kind of fish. You're not kind of fish. And on that, we ask the Kasha, why don't you burn it in the Kaimai? Why don't you bring the fire to the Chametz? Burn it in the Kaimai? So we answered, this is based on Lady Teretz. Even burning Chametz in the Chaimai is a type of Shimush Chametz, which needs to be well defined, but the Talevi said that burning Chametz in the Chaimai is also Asa Mishra Moksa. It's also doing something to the Moksa, changing the Moksa. And that's also Asa Mishra Moksa. So that's the second sheet, the sheet of Taisus. We described it last, the Beit HaLevi. I think I spoke out the whole Beit HaLevi. But that was the bottom line, Beit HaLevi. Third sheet, which I believe we call the sheet of Bukhubesa, so the Kesef Mishnah, or both. It is both. I don't remember what name we gave it last time. But the sheet of Bukhubesa and the Kesef Mishnah hold that burning Chametz is also because of the Yissa Havara. Kesef Mishnah saying in the Rambam, should be the Rambam Shita, that's an Isra of burning. Burning is a Malacha Deraisa. And you're not allowed to burn the Chametz on Yom Tov. Even though you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, that's only the Tzarech HaYayim. That's the only things you need that day. Chametz, which you could have burned yesterday, so it's not a Tzarech HaYayim. It's the Isra Havara on burning the Chametz on Yom Tov, and that was the third the three sheetahs that we went through. Obviously, the other Rishonim will disagree. They'll hold that this is a Tzarech HaYayin. Because, well, Tzarechei Mitzvah, that's what I mentioned to you, Lechem V'Lo Yekvaya, is Memayit Sam Tzarechei Mitzvah. Even though Mitzvah HaYayin is Mutter, we said from Shaifer and Lubit, you're allowed to do a Malacha for Mitzvah HaYayin, but a Mitzvah that was yesterday's Mitzvah and it didn't get done, so that's not enough of a tzairich on Yom Tov. I think an example would be a bris milah shloi bezmana. Even though the malacha of shkita is making chabura is mutar on Yom Tov, so you think you could do bris milah, but bris milah shloi bezmana is not a mitzvah tayyayim. It's not a mitzvah just five to a day. It's yesterday's mitzvah. So that we don't do on Yom
Tov.
Well, the mitzvah says that the shpisa is just all 7 days. It's just not. Not possible. So if you hold the shpisa burning, it's not possible on the first day. You're getting at it. First day you can burn. It's true. It might be true that if you make chametz today, it exists. But chametz is yesterday. You should have destroyed it yesterday, and it's a defaultness. But mila is also mitzvah shloim mana. Mila shloim mana is also mitzvah to today. Just I should have done it yesterday. So these are the three sheetahs, which I hope we'll have chazara soon, and you'll go over with greater in greater depth. But to know the basic sheetahs, we just ran through the sheet is the Tashna. Tysus Kaifalakli, Adam Tysus. It looks like an innocent of Tysus, only 4 lines long, but I discovered, I learned the Tysus, I discovered at least 2 parts of Tysus, fellows of the Shia are different than I did. So let's learn the Tysus, and I'll just mention to you the different ways of learning. Kaifalakli, of Tysus. I forgot the equal about the other, the Parakira. A Kli Nithil, Elo Vadavar HaNithil. We pass him this way. You're not allowed to handle a Kli only with Vadavar HaNithil. What this means in practical terms, let's say, you left your tape recorder on the porch. You have a porch, and on Shabbos you were out listening to a tape. Now it's Shabbos, and it looks like it's going to rain. So the tape recorder is booked, so you can't bring it in. So what you figure you'll do instead is to take out a, because of a Kli, right? Take out a, something that's not mostly, if I got a plastic bag in here or a plastic tablecloth, and you spread it out over the tape recorder so that it doesn't get ruined by the rain. So that's awesome because of this halacha. Ain Kli Nithil, Elo Vatzar Dabar Nithil. You can only handle a plastic tablecloth for the purpose of a Dabar Nithil, for something that's worth it. If you have outside boxes of food and you're afraid the rain will destroy it, so you're allowed to spread the plastic tablecloth. You have your table on in the sukkah, you can spread a plastic over. You have chairs, you can spread a plastic over. Chairs, tables, these are dover and nipples. You can spread something out. But if you have a dover and muktzah, it's also to be metaphor, a non-muktzah thing if you're handling it in order to protect a dover and nipples. Yeah. To move. If you have, but you why are you being metaphor to Dabar HaMutter? For what purpose?
Well, obviously,
so that's a problem. I mean, once you're covering the food that's mutter, you'll be allowed to cover it. Is that what you mean? Once, it's true. Once you cover it, if it doesn't involve bigger dildo, just when you spread it out, you make sure to spread out on both. If you can cover the food, we have the tablecloth in one shot, and the tablecloth in one shot. Yes, you can't dock or move the food to the tablecloth to create the head there, because then you metaphor the food for the purposes of the Dabar HaMutter. That would still be a problem. It's a trick to, you want to do a trick in order to make it work. So Pasha Sasa, the Gemara in Beya says that water was dripping in and ruining a rechayim, ruining a mill in Abaya's house. It was leaking his roof and it was ruining a mill. You want to know, they could have put a bucket there to catch the water. So Pasha Sasa, you carry the bucket with the mill. So his Rebbe, Rabba, told Abaya, move your bed into that room and go to sleep there. And once you'll be going to sleep there, you'll have a heter of grav shalei. You'll be allowed to catch the water in a bucket because you don't want the floor to be muddy. You'll have a heter. So the Gemara says, when Rabbah told the Tabaya, Abaya started clearing if it's a good heter or not. And Hadahachi, while he was clearing, the whole mill collapsed from the water on it. So he said he deserved it, and if, you know, his Rebbe told him something, they should have just listened to him, and he had shadows later. So it is a heter. There is a heter to create a grav shalei. There are certain cases where it's mutter, but stam to be metaphor solely for the. If you would have a benefit by moving it next to the paper court, it would be okay. You could create a benefit when it's there. But stam is you can't be metaphor davar mukta for davar. And back to the Gemara, back to Tais. This way. It's the water mukta. Depends on what is usable. Should be considered water usable. Look, we pass in that water is not nylite. It rains on Yom Kippur, it smells for that matter. Snow is not nylite either. Shall the Gemara, we pass it. It's not nylite. But it depends if it's usable. If it's realistic that it's, people would use it. I think today people would use it. Okay. What? Sadat's book is that it's nylite. It's created on Yom Kippur. It didn't exist before. It didn't exist that much.
When
it rains?
Yes.
Well, everything so everything in the Bria, nothing in the Bria is new. Right? There's nothing new in Bria. It just gets reformed. The atoms get reformed. Nothing gets... You can't create, right? At any rate, back to things. Kavod is a kli. Avodat b'iko v'agyel perakira ein kli nitzel el v'davar nitzel. So, how can you take a keli in order to... Even if you take a keli, meaning, what do you take a keli? You take a place, a tablecloth to cover the chametz, or a cover to cover the chametz. Still, it should be awesome. Ikulpe, b'tzorach l'makayne. The teretz is... B'tzorach l'makayne. What do those words mean? So, like I said, I had two pshatim. So how did you understand? Anybody want to volunteer? So let's talk about what it means. I want to cover the chametz with a bowl. So I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to pick up the bowl. Let's cover the chametz. But let's say I pick up the bowl for a different purpose. The stuff on the chametz with a bowl. I'm cleaning up the table. Stuff on the chametz. I pick up the bowl. So once I picked up the bowl, I can already take it to the chametz and put it on top of the chametz. That's what you understand, Tosfos? If it's true, we have a great answer. You have your tape recorder on the porch. So you're not allowed to take something to put on top of it. But if you already picked up something, let's say you were in the middle of making the beds and you picked up a cover, so you can take the cover, cover's not going to help in the rain, but you already picked up a bowl, or you already picked up a place to table for it. So once you're holding it in your hand already, then you can take it out and cover the cable.
You can say
it. It's definitely in the same
place. But you can put it in the place where the cover is, and if you're not going to cover it, you're not going to be able to eat
that. Or you could learn, take the tzorach l'makayne means something else. It means you need the makom where the cover is. Why do you want to cover the cover? Because you have a problem, you're really not supposed to be in the room where the chametz is, shaniyah lainu. And you need the room where the chametz is. So tzorach l'makayne means you're allowed to handle the keli in order to cover the chametz, because you're not handling the keli for the purpose of the chametz. You're handling the keli for the purpose of the makom. You want to be able to use the room. And if chametz is there, you're not supposed to be in the room. So remember, that's why you have to cover it. Second way to understand that. What? We'll get to it in a minute. But first, this terrace. I mean, did anybody who understood this two ways? We can say second terrace in a second. But you understood the first way or the second way? What? The second way is more posh. Yeah, okay.
No question. So much so that just like
if
you have to create a case that happened beforehand, you have to
say
like you have to
have
a table which you have to pick up, and then only then.
Yeah, the first case is a bit of a dark case because you have to wait until someone's going to sleep and he finds comment. See, he had a cover. I mean, but yeah, he's in a situation where he doesn't have, he's on his way out to shul, and you know it's a comment. So according to the first shot, you can't cover the comment. So you take your hat, and you just cover the comment. You have to take something you're handling anyway. You have to have that symptom.
Why
do you... I don't know if you understood the first way or the second way. What's Pashpashat and Taisus?
What?
What? You understood the first way.
You didn't need to use the table.
You
just
saw
the table.
You have to really be planning to use it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes, you're
really...
The
question is, I was hearing you talking
about Achilles.
What this whole thing is
going
on Achilles
itself. You're going... It's an ancient missile.
It's
not
Achilles
itself. So, from
Achilles,
you understand
Achilles
means Achilles. First shot was Mekayim means Mekayim Shalakeli. Second shot, Mekayim is Mekayim Shalachamis. So who understood the first way? I'm not just curious. The first way is Abu Mekayim. And who understood the second way? So tell me the other shot that everyone else understood. Okay, I understood that the first way. Abu Mekayim means he needs the makim of the keli. He needs the keli, so I'm going to come and then he's the top. So I don't know. I'm not sure which is the correct pshat. You said you found other pshat in which pshat?
No, it's
the pshat. So it's pshat which way? That you need the keli. That you need the keli, the hand
to
okay. The technique in this pshat is just as they're denying that he has to wait until he finds the keli that he... The Kaylee, yeah. Somebody pointed that out. We're not really sure who wrote the Dibur HaMaskol. The Taisus of Princess. I'm not sure.
But
the second shot is that if you need, not necessarily the inch that the thumb is sitting on, but you want to do things around there. Well, we really said that, but in the disciple said that according to Taisa Shita, Kajmoda Sakri, Tati, you can't use, you're not supposed to be in the room. The second shot is you have to wait until you're handling the keli anyway, for its own purpose. And once you're handling it anyway, then you can do it. So you take a drink anyway. Okay.
Why
would it be Tzarek? So yes, he's just, the Daichik in that is just say Tzarek with Gufay, Ayyum Kaimai, so it's a little bit of a problem.
First one?
Yeah, the way you like, is Tzarek with Gufay, Ayyum Kaimai.
How
does one
answer the question, not
That's the problem with the
Mishael. How do you
kick the Kaili?
That's
the problem with
the
Mishael. So
Mishael
would imply
Mishael
Kaili. Yes.
So
that's what you have to say. You take a glass. You need it for a drink. You take the drink. You finish the drink. Now you use it.
Why did it happen?
That's a very logical answer, because now I'm not handing the keli to the chametz, I'm handing it to me. I want to use the room. In order for me to use the room, I have to put this keli over the chametz. There is, you'll see in a second, and take the second shot. Let's see, take the second shot. Okay, so I'm going to take the second shot as well. Inami hacha shari mishum dilma asti lamechle. How do you understand that, guys? Here it's mutter, because it's dilma asti lamechle. So you could learn. Yeah, two ways to learn. You could learn Dilma Asila Meichlai means one mitzvah. We're talking about Mr. Daraisa, so you're worried about Enkli Mitzvah. We're not worried about that. We're worried about Mr. Daraisa, the person's going to eat it. So the Mr. Daraisa, the Shash Daraisa of eating it, is more important than the Mr. of Enkli Mitzvah. And therefore, you're allowed to be eating. And the Ritva says this. Ritva just says this chapter in the Ritva.
So
the Ritva
is the son
of the Ritva. You could ask some type of service. I meant to ask you. What do you mean, don't want to make like? Let him move into his someone else's house.
Always stopping anyway.
Let him move out of the house. Let him move out of the house. If you're afraid of the Ritva, you're master Mukta. Let him move in with his family. Let him move in with his family. He's the same. And why else am I still in the FI is? This shot, I don't understand the shot. He's lying, he's locked in the room, he's in jail, he's in that room. If he can't be in the room, because they're not still in the FI, let's lock the door of the room. And let him stay out of the room. Why are we not the book?
He's
okay, so what the Ritva is saying, and what might be Shana says to do, is that the Chash the Rites is stronger than the drama. The Chash the Rites. And the Ritva doesn't say it, but I would have understood Tysus. Achashar, which in Dilma Asi Lamechlai means, why are you handling this keli? For the purpose of the Chavetz? No. I'm handling the keli because of Dilma Asi Lamechlai. I'm not handling it for the sake of the Chavetz. I want to protect the Chavetz? No. I'm handling the Chavetz, which in Dilma Asi Lamechlai. I'm handling the Chavetz because of me. I'm carrying it for me. I don't want to move in with my in-laws. I want to stay here. So I'd rather cover up the chametz with a keli. You're going to tell me, I'm handling the keli for the chametz. I'm handling the keli for the chametz. I'm handling the keli for me, not for the chametz.
It's the same thing as the first one.
What? Let's say my tape recorder is on the porch in the rain. So I want to cover it with a piece of paper. So I'm doing it because it's bothering me that I'm losing the value in the tape recorder. It's still to protect, it's like Mechama Lassel, I'm protecting the tape recorder. Here I'm not saying the chametz, I don't care about the chametz. It's because I would like to use the room.
This is what you're saying.
But using a tape recorder is the double author. That means I'm using it for the double author. Of course, I only want to have tape recorder so I can use it. It's different not wanting it than wanting it. Anything that's not double on therefore is when I want the thing that's most, I want to protect it. When I'm not interested in the thing that's most, I just want to be able to walk into the room. that it's not for the sake of the mukta, it's for the sake of me. For the sake of me not having the mukta. That's not the sake of the mukta. I'd rather the mukta disappear. I'm not hearing this for the sake of the mukta.
This is the second time. So the
I understand. You can argue, you can say, but bottom line, you have to do something to the mukta. This svara says in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says this svara. But unfortunately, he doesn't end up shouting Taisus. He asks, why doesn't Taisus say the Taisus? So he learned Taisus like the Ritva. Taisus Mishum Dilma Akhil Amehwa.
He probably heard the first time, also the first time.
Probably.
Well, it's
very similar. Now, what's the second
way of learning the first Taisus?
It's similar. It's a similar idea. One is that I need the place, one is that for the place, one is for the person.
You're
right. You're So maybe they're not both correct. I don't know. No, I learned the first way in the first tariff and the second in the second tariff. That's how I learned Titus initially. You understand the first way, in other words. All right? Fine, you understand the first way, fine. I have no kindness to anybody, you know. It's your lady hit and mean I have kindness on you, you know. This is the way it's
learned. Maybe you don't want to mention as long as you're about it. I'm not worried about you, right? So just taking away one thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Who do
you want
to worry about?
Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you
want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you
want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about? Who do you want to worry about?
Like,
I would just drop on,
you
have to ready a house.
Lots of
ones
who say that that's not
going to
like do something which will make it so
wrong. Any drop on. If a person for this to drop on, and it can be evidence to drop on to stay in your house. So if you have a situation with this drop on to stay in the house, you have to walk out.
And we have a
story
that there's another
drop on
which is maybe
there will
not be this support.
You see, if they contradict each other, I might see you. If you only have to either come to drop on to the most lamed way. Or Jobana Mukta, I'm not. It's better to be as a Muslim. Okay. But if I have an Aesir, you won't be able to use a Jobana. Chayush, you have to use that Aesir. But it's a response, so what I'm going to tell you is the Maitre is, it could be a Shabbat. What's nice about this is that the Beit HaLevi's Kashan that we asked, why don't you burn it in the Kaimai? We asked the Kashya Beis Halevi, why don't you burn it in its place? Maram Lublin, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tav Mem Vav, Magen Avraham Gimel, he said, you know why you can't burn the chametz in Kaimai? In order to burn the chametz in its makim, you have to bring wood. And ain't clean it, the one with Tavar Nifl. You can't bring the wood. So how you can bring the wood?
You do it for something else.
The question is, why don't you not enough to burn the fire. You have to bring something else.
You
can't burn a cookie with a pot. Is wood there, or like others were just saying, once I handle the wood, let me bring it there.
You can light your candles. You
already
have a candle in your hand.
So you can do the problem with the man, which terrace of Taisus does he hold up? We now have four terraces of Taisus in your teacher of the two. So the man Lublin says, you're allowed to handle a keli and cover it, but you can't bring wood to cover it. What's the head for, like, what's the difference between a keli and the wood? So if you're allowed to handle the keli, now you're going to bring it, so I can't do the same thing with the wood.
That's not
what? No, I didn't cover it. Instead of covering it, I can either go and get a bowl and cover it, or I get a piece of wood and burn it. Why is it better to use the case?
What do you think? How much you
can
hold that burning?
Not
how much you
can hold that. Well, if you hold that bar, it's mukta. It's just an isser of mukta. If you hold that bar, it's also, you can't burn it. It's labeled it, it's a taisus. Taisus holds it, it's a mukta. So if you worry about books, then burn it in Mekhaimah. You're not worried about books.
Can you understand
what I'm doing? Stam is a Yunama, I handle what I'm doing.
The only reason I'm
doing
is because
of you want to hear. So if you have a fireplace, you're ready to go to your fireplace. Instead of going to your fireplace, you're going to use fire
people. You'll be
burning
your head. You'll be burning your head. You're saying that when we master it, no one's going to be master it, no one moves it somewhere else.
It could be this goes as a bit of a joke. That a keli, once I'm handling a keli, I can keep on handling it. Once it's in my hand already, I can keep on handling it even if I don't have it. But wood, which is the etzem mukta, there's no such hetzer that once I'm handling it, I could bring it to the place where it goes. Could be that this is a
tariff. Once you're handling a keli, you have one purpose. You're handling the wood.
But let's say I'm handling the wood because I want to light a cigarette, or I want to light a fire under the stove for my eggs. So I want to light the Neres Yontif. So I'm handling the candle. I'm working my candle to light Neres Yontif. I light the Neres Yontif. Now I have a candle in my hand. So why can't I take that candle and go? Yeah. We're saying there's no mitzvah. There's only an issa of mukta. No, the taisa shita is there's no problem of havara. It's our problem. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, it takes the whole of the mitzvah. It's enough of the mitzvah. Just this out mukta.
How about the song? You're
going
to have to carry wood for
the
stove.
And
technically,
what can
you carry
people? Why don't you have this after once again? Okay. Because the Don Rubin doesn't hold a declarative tariff. He's getting the same cash as they get a different tariff. So obviously, it doesn't agree. The same course. All right, so let's finish something today.
Are you allowed to move the
Chamish?
What?
Move the Chamish? That's just a
Mukta. But if mentioned,
you can
move it.
No, that's not Mukta. That's Taisa.
Let's say when the Yom Kippur,
you call Mai,
are you allowed to move it?
Yeah, call Mai to destroy it, you're allowed to. The Rifash says, we mentioned yesterday, that's what the handle is, he says you should take a broom and do it with a broom if you ate his tongue. Now, what?
Some wood,
he says, you can't use that firewood. That I know. Okay, no, she can't burn me, and I'll burn me. There's another kasher, but Kiva Ege asks, why don't you get a goat to burn it? And so most of us would, if we start coming to the house, you think, oh, you could get a goat. For kasher. Why do we get a guy to burn it? Get a shabby. What? Tell the guy. He's going to say, why are you burning a perfectly good I actually listen to somebody.
Maybe someone's going to spoil
it. Samir Lak, I'm telling the guy. Well, it depends again. The answer is Mr. Mukta. Telling the guy to be either a mukta, so that's a drabbat, it's a two, that's a shvut, and that's mukta tarot. So Kiraga says a happy tarot. There must be a better tarot. I shouldn't say better, I don't mean against the Kiraga. There must be a different tarot. Also, I only know the Kiraga's tarot. Listen to what the Kiraga says, Jainus. Kiraga says, look, you found Chametz and you have no Pesach. You either buy Rabbi Yamasai, you're an Ainus, you did a good thing. You either buy Rabbi Yamasai. Pesach, there's a lot on Yitzhak last day. The Bayer Rabbi Matzei is a lav which you can fix by doing the mitzvah Sasei of Tashvisi. That's what we see the Eger. If you are going to go tomorrow on Chol Moed and burn it, so you did it, you retain the Asei, and you will enact it, the lav that you were writing. But if you're going to get a great to burn it, Ein Shluchas Lach, don't say Shluchas Shalav and Chol Moed. If a great is going to burn it, so you will not retain the mitzvah Tashvisi. So you either the lab without being monastic last day, without fixing it by doing the assay. So the Kivega says it's better to wait with the Chametz till tomorrow. And you'll be monastic the lab by doing the kind of tashbisu. Better than to get a guy and have the guy just destroy it today and then it'll come out. You either buy a rod, you want to be not monastic the lab with the assay.
אי שלך את העקב, שלך את נעת. Right, you get the job done, but you can see the
speed. I want it to be
said. You need to be said. Why is that? A shliya, but it's just a fire with God. There's no shluch shalom coming here back God. Only a yid. A yid is kibar.
What?
Ah, so see that step. Is that a worry not to their eyes? Let's do nothing to love into their eyes. We'll get the lab off, we'll be monotic the lab, the chaymer lab will come off of it. That's better. It's a typical kinei, it's a chap, and you can't argue with it, it's a very good svara. Maybe also that would answer why you can just kick it out to the street. If you just kick it out to the street, it's not tashmisi, then destroy it. The nitik would have to be that you somehow destroy it. So.
You may ask for the
what about. Yeah, obviously it's going to shpitzu to kovasa. And it could be on Yom Tov, maybe everyone's made it. I'm not sure, we're going to have to get to that. Maybe it's a parrot. Could everyone's made it yet? No, that's fine, no. That's why I'm like, you can bring your dog. Somebody's lucky enough, he has no one in the house, bring your dog to eat it. You can do the kind of tashbiz, no shlich, it's a dog. But it's considered giving it to the dog to eat it, it's considered tashbiz. That's fine, no, no. No, only the dog. What? You said once it changes the charcoal, you can use the coal. But you can't have enough to burn.
If you give it to a baby,
By time it is a feeling in Shemitah. So if it's Hegdish, then. But otherwise, near Mechitza Sasar. So the Kasha is, why when you find Chametz in your house on Pesach, don't you need a Mechitza Sasar? Why is it enough to be a Kli? For one day, you're not worried about it. For one day, it's enough to be a Kli. But if it could be there for 7 days, like the Chametz in your house that you sold to the guy, you need a mechitza sasara, and you should remember this, because comes Pesach, I have problems every year. Balabasim, they say, they put my chametz in the corner, and I threw a cover over it. Tell the chametz to guy, where is it? I put it in the corner of the room, and I threw a cover over it. Obviously, they don't have a kid, it wouldn't help, right? But that's also done no good. Chametz Shogai, the Beit Yisrael, needs mechitza sasara. It needs a mechitza in front of it. If you put it in a locked box, that could be as good enough. It's the same as looking for the sasara. But it needs something solid about it. The kasha is how you allow to build a mechitza on Yom Tov. Let me go back to something I discussed the first week of the time, or last month. Why is there an issur of building a mechitza in front of it? We said that a mechitza, a temporary wall, you're allowed to build a temporary mechitza if it's not a mechitza hamateret. It's not a mechitza that makes something mutter. Is a wall in front of Chametz a mechitza hamateres? So we mentioned that the stifler has the shayla. Are you allowed to live in a house or in a room that has Chametz in it? You have to stay out of the room, or you're allowed to live in the room. The stifler said Taisa Shita is that you're not allowed to stay in the room. The Rashi Shita, the stifler said, was that you're allowed to be in the room. At least when it's in the bottom, it's not about Chametz you do it. But Al Kapanim, if you hold, you're not allowed to stay in the room. The mechitza on my terrace, the kasha doesn't start, of course you can't put up a mechitza. If you hold, you are allowed to stay in the room, then you have to come on to Rashi's terrace, which is that it's a, which is for one day, that's enough to be a kasha on the second. Next piece of Gemara. Where's Rashi talking about Arjun?
Baraba?
Rashi said, "You are who's allowed to wash the mechitzah b'shulchan yad." If I'm to use, no, that's what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, "Can burn it." So chamishas.
Can't burn a glass house, Rabbi. What do you do with a glass house? It's in your house.
No, but Rashi's kasha is on the case with the yitzchan. Rashi's asking, "Ha'hid la'el." The second line, "Mi ha'hid la'el." By yitzchan, it's we say clearly. Why Yashalay the mechitza? He's the one.
in some ways the comments about it beyond the first word
second. That's what
so you can might learn why Eshel and Nechitim you can't burn it. Umishum Chagyam is like when it sees clear. It doesn't. I think it was in the Mayad with Manim that there's a Girsa in Rashi, Vayeshlai the Mechitza, Inami, Mishum Chadiyah Mitzayim Lefiyasku. Because if you learn Rashi the way you could learn it, Lai Eshlai means, you know how I build a Mechitza, then there's something wrong with Rashi. Lai Eshlai the Mechitza, Mishum Chadiyah Mitzayim Lefiyasku, then even if it's Eshlai the Mechitza. Rashi seems to be saying two things. Lai Eshlai the Mechitza. And now I build a wall, you know. You don't need a wall. But which is the terrace? Is it because you need a wall but you're not allowed to? Or is it that you don't need a wall?
It's not really good.
That depends if it's a mechitza or a terrace.
That's actually why you don't need a mechitza. By the comments of your own comments. And another one is he's saying, why a paling isn't good for a guy's comments. You have two
classes
then.
No, guy's comments is not chayyayim. A hegel el goes on a yitzchak. Nira hegel el is going on a yitzchak.
He's saying, why can't
you
put a
paling
on a guy's comments? Why don't you put a paling on a guy's comments? So one
character
says
the Kalim's restaurant
is good because it's a whole 7 days.
Yeah, that's not Lashon Rashi. Akapana, the bottom line, the main Nakuda is that there are two Mahalachim. Either you can't build a Mechitza because it's a binder, or because Chagya and Chagya and Chagya. There are definitely two ways to answer the question. Nakamina is, if it's a Mechitza HaMateret, if you hold it, that a Mechitza in front of Chavis is a Mechitza HaMateret, the Mechitza which makes the Buddha to live there, then you're not allowed to build it on Yom Tzitzaka. If you hold that you're allowed to live in a house that has Chavis, you're not allowed to Chavis. So then building a Mechitza would be Mutter, then it wouldn't be a Mechitza HaMateret. Building a Mechitza would be Mutter. You have to come on to Bishum Chagyam and Sagla B'Tizko. Lamaisa in Rashi, however you fit in the Lashon of Rashi, which we could argue about, Lamaisa, there are two ways of answering the questions. And they're totally in that stifler that I mentioned the first week, that whether you're allowed to live in a place where chametz is, and probably that is the question of whether this is a mechitza
materas or not. You want
to live in
places, second
way. It's why. Yeah, in other words, when we were talking about Taisus, we were assuming you're not allowed to live there. Because the stifler said that Taisus Shita. That was Taka said on Beis Merav, that Taisus Shita is that you're not allowed to live in a place. Back to the Gemara. This sugya really deserves its own arichus, but we're going to try to condense the discussion here. The shayla is somebody who's going away from home 30 days before Yom Tov. If it's more than 30 days, ein zakat levar, tov shashim ein zakat levar. So the Gemara took shot, the Mabai and Rava. Because we pass like Rava, we'll spend time on Rava's chat. So Amr Abaya learned how the Amr Tesh Lashim Yen Zaf Lavan Lo Yom Nosh Adai Te Laza Abalei Dai Te Laza Ein Zaf Lavan. Abaya holds, look, if you're not going to be home, what's the big deal? Just do Bittl, no problem. Even Tesh Lashim, what's the big deal? Ein Zaf Lavan, we don't have to worry about it. So Rava tells him that Amalei Rava, he died to Lazar, after Lomar Shoshananai. Why does that figure out? That Daitai Lazar, so only Tesh Lashim he needs to do beer. Even Kaidim Shlashim, even Rosh Hashanah also. Ve'el Amara, Hada Amri, he says like this. Now listen carefully, this is the way we pass. Hada Amri, Kaidim Shlashim Yayin, Ein Zakut Lavar. Lo'i Amran, El Rosh Ha'in Daitai Lazar. Abel Daitai Lazar, Asulim Rosh Hashanah Zakut Lavar. Let's just think for a minute. Shut up Rava for a minute. Just think of our own story. Somebody, if there was no such gemara, and someone told you, I'm leaving my house, I'm going for a trip, what do I do with the chametz in my house? What would you tell us? How would you say pasha? So what would you ask? Let's say one thing at a time. Let's say I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back till after Pesach. So you would tell him, what?
So good.
You tell him to sell it? Was it bigger enough? Bigger enough? And that's really the issue. This Gemara is all about is bigger enough. There's no habanina. That you don't do beer and you don't do bigger. What?